let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, there's Valentine, Texas, Love Valley, North Carolina, Hartwell, Nebraska, Sacred Heart, Minnesota, and even Climax, Georgia. And they're all romantically named cities and towns across America. Paris is the city of love, but there's one standout, and that's Loveland, Colorado. With over 300 days of sunshine and less than an hour from Rocky Mountain National Park, Loveland has everything you need to launch into the wild, plus a few surprises to keep you coming back. Whether you're seeking creative arts, authentic Western culture, award-winning breweries, an outdoor paradise, the perfect places to shop, Loveland is the kind of place that sticks with you. When you are in Loveland, love is just not a theme, it's a way of life. Chris Beardman is with Visit Loveland, and Mindy McLuhan is the president of the Loveland Chamber of Commerce. Welcome into you both, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. I'm going to start with Chris. Tell us about what Loveland, Colorado is all about. I know it's all about love.
Absolutely. Now, Loveland, Colorado is, you know, we're a mid-sized town in northern Colorado, about an hour north of Denver. And like you said, we're just about 35 miles down from Rocky Mountain National Park. So we're a beautiful location, first of all. We're, like you mentioned, we're known for our art, specifically sculpture. So folks come from all over the world to see our multiple sculpture parks and experience the murals and all the different art that we have. We have over 560 pieces of public art in our town of only about 80, 90,000 people. So there's art everywhere to be found. We're also a haven for outdoor activities. So there's so much to do year-round, especially in the summer with the, all of the water activities, hiking, mountain biking, climbing, so many things to do year-round. But Valentine's Day, we consider it really Valentine's season in Loveland. It starts usually right around the very beginning of each year. We start off the year by talking about what's coming up for Valentine's Day. And so it's right off the bat from January 1, we're talking about Valentine's Day. And Valentine's is really truly a season here in Loveland, Colorado, with so many different pieces of that puzzle that have been going on for many, many years that include everything from events to hearts on poles to mailing envelopes or Valentine's all over the world. And to festivals and different fun things you can do throughout the time as well.
Well, let's talk about first, just to give people a taste of what's happening this weekend. It's the Sweetheart Festival that happens every year.
That's
music,
correct.
Ice sculptures, and other great experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah, this will be our sixth year of the Sweetheart Festival in downtown Loveland. It'll be Valentine's Day and Saturday the 15th. It's full of all these Valentine's-themed photo ops, including what we call the Tunnel of Love. It's through an alleyway that's full of hearts that you can walk through. There's ice carving. There's art demonstrations. Because we're such an art-focused community, there's ways that you can even participate in a community mural that will be placed on a wall of one of our city buildings in downtown. There'll be fire demonstrations. There's even going to be new this year, spontaneous flash mob dances that will be going on throughout the weekend. You never know when they're going to pop out and dance. There's going to be a whole rooftop Valentine experience with music and chocolate and wine pairing. There's a whole kids zone, outdoor stages with live music. On and on and on. And all the businesses in downtown really join in and participate. There's so many things to do, whether you're outside in the festival, because it is, you know, winter in Colorado, there's a lot of fun places to step inside and also take advantage of the warmth and grab a local beer, wine, or take advantage of one of the different concerts, a comedy venue, things that are going on throughout the weekend as well.
I was going to say, great thing to put on the calendar for 2026. You know, Loveland itself, let's talk about the outdoor recreation activities that visitors can experience. There's hiking trails, fishing, breathtaking views. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact, you know, Colorado isn't really known a lot for water, but Loveland is actually one of these places in Colorado that is surrounded by so many different lakes, and we've got the Big Thompson River that cuts right through town. So there is water all over. You can't really drive very far without missing water in one way, shape, or form. But so especially for fly fishing, it's a great place. If you're in the, especially in the warmer months, you can, there's places that you can take a boat out, or if you're doing a kayaking or stand-up paddle boarding, there's plenty of gorgeous places to do that in town. We've got a place on the west of town called Devil's Backbone, which is a beautiful rock formation that has hiking and mountain biking trails that go for miles along that ridge that actually connect all the way up to Horsetooth and Fort Collins. So there's so many things you can do really year-round and outdoors, and because we got all that sun most of the year.
Yeah, Loveland's art scene is also unmatched. You know, home to three of the nation's largest sculpture foundries, the Loveland Museum, the sculpture parks, and there's hard-painted sculptures everywhere.
Right. Yeah. So there, like I mentioned earlier, we have, I think, four or five sculpture parks in town. Two of them are what we're really known for is the Benson Sculpture Garden that features 190 different sculptures, mostly bronze, that are made here in town. And then we also have Chapungu Sculpture Park, which is the world's only Zimbabwean stone sculpture park outside of Zimbabwe. And it features over 80 different stone sculptures across, I think it's 10 acres. On the east side of town. And then there's about two or three other small sculpture parks that are around the city too, and there's sculpture really everywhere you look. If you're in downtown, you can't really go too far without seeing sculpture. And because of that, we have artists that live in the area to take advantage of the foundries. People that are visiting can actually go and take a tour at one of the foundries, so you can actually see how these sculpted creations become a piece of bronze or stainless steel sculpture, which is a multi-month and sometimes year-long process using age-old techniques of lost wax, and it's a really cool experience to take advantage of if you're visiting town.
Love it. Now, there's about 200 dining options in town, including unique locally-owned restaurants, a variety of well-known favorites, but there's something for foodies everywhere.
Yeah, so one of my top favorites is Door 222 in downtown. It features a lot of our local farm-to-table type of creations, and there's a number of different places in and around downtown especially, but all over town that you can take advantage of some of the local dining scene, whether you're looking for something high-end or just something casual to stop through on your way up to Rocky Mountain National Park. There's a lot of different variety.
And you have a lot of award-winning breweries, home to thriving craft beer scene, in addition to several distilleries and wineries.
That's true. In fact, we have Sweetheart Winery on the west side of town, and they actually create the annual Valentine's wine, which I know we'll be talking a little bit about all the different Valentine's traditions, but the Valentine's wine comes from Sweetheart Winery. We also have a Valentine's beer that's produced by Grimm Brothers Brewery. It's called the Bleeding Heart, and this year it's a blueberry porter. But there's a number of different breweries around town, many of them award-winning. So whether wine's your thing, beer's your thing, or even mead, we have a new meadery that just opened up about a year ago. So there's a lot of different ways to take advantage of those things.
And lastly, you got to have a place to stay. And no matter what your budget there's options to suit everyone, right?
Absolutely. And we've got options right in downtown that are walkable to whether you're coming for the festival or you want to go out to our historic theater, or we've got a number of different chain hotels on the east side of town and a number of different really amazing Airbnb properties. So if you're looking for something more like a vacation rental, there's really an option for anyone.
Now, something very unique about Loveland is their remailing and stamping program. The Loveland Chamber of Commerce and the U.S. Postal Service have been teaming up for nearly 80 years with their internationally renowned Valentine remailing program. Mindy, tell folks what that's all about, because this is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it started many years ago as a stamping oddity from the post office, and when it didn't gain its momentum they had hoped, they recruited Ted Thompson. He was the chamber president as well as the Rialto Theater manager. He shifted it to the Sweetheart angle because we are the land of love here in Loveland, Colorado, and we do ride for the brand. At that point, they used our artist to create a cachet verse. We then added an official Valentine card and a card verse. And now, in its peak season, over 300,000 pieces of mail were shipped here to Loveland to be hand-stamped by our volunteers, that they get a postal cancellation stamp as well as a cachet on it. And we've covered 110 different countries and 50 different states.
Wow.
We actually start in September when we commission our artist. We choose a card, a cachet, and the verses that go with them. And then we launch it in January, and we start stamping the last week in January and stamp for two full weeks. And man, the rest is history. So we are the largest program of its kind in the world. And today, with digital society, the way we've gone, people have gotten away from getting an official card. So they, our numbers are down to about 120,000 pieces of mail, but we still cover. We just finished stamping yesterday in order to meet deadlines to get it to their loved one. We covered well over 50 to 60 different countries of mail that came through here.
I know. Writing is a lost art, unfortunately, but this is a great tradition. But there's also, you also do a Miss Loveland that is a part of all this, right?
We do have a Miss V contest every year. Our area high school seniors, the counselors nominate top three seniors from each school, and then we do a judging. And the one lucky Miss V represents us all year long. We just had her at the Capitol this last week, meeting with the governor. And tomorrow, or actually Saturday, we have the Little Miss V and Cupid contest. We've done that for several years now, and that's wildly popular for the parents to put their little ones in these contests at the Rialto Theater. We actually have a lot of things going on. Our big day wedding, where you can renew your vows, or new couples can come and get married. It's at the Sweetheart Winery tomorrow night. But lots of things to do and celebrate for Valentine's season in Loveland, Colorado.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Very cool. Mindy is the president of the Loveland Chamber of Commerce. The chamber's website is loveland.org. Chris Bearderman is with Visit Loveland, and Visit Loveland's website is visitloveland.com. My thanks to you both, and happy Valentine's Day to you and yours.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, that is it for us. Coming up on the Dave Plyer Show, Roastmaster General Comedian Jeffrey Ross will join us. We'll talk about the history of disco, an analysis of the American presidency on this President's Day weekend, and much more after the top.